You're listening to SBS News.
I'm really excited to see everyone back again.
Yeah. Bring back a little bit of normalcy in our lives.
Most students are returning to school in New South Wales in February, but these girls at the independent Santa Sabina College in Sydney are returning today. Some teachers are also returning to classrooms to begin preparing lessons ahead of the official start to the school year. With 17,316 positive tests reported on Thursday in New South Wales, these students and teachers will be among those to do surveillance testing every week under the return to school plan. 80% of schools have received their allocated rapid tests, and Premier Dominic Perrottet says that demonstrates how much work has been done to ensure children can come back to the classroom safely.
I want to once again say to parents right across the state that we will ensure that we have a safe environment on day one. I know many parents are anxious, but it's incredibly important, as we've said numerous times, for our children's educational outcomes, mental health and social outcomes to be back in the classroom.
The state also reported 29 deaths and 2,722 hospitalisations, the number of intensive care COVID admissions rising to 181. Despite these increases, Dominic Perrottet says the health system is currently operating within capacity, but staff on the front line beg to differ. A group of nurses staged a protest in southwestern Sydney this morning over staffing levels, which they say are at critical levels. Laura O'Connell, an ICU nurse at Liverpool Hospital, says the last couple of years have been relentless.
They've just pushed us and really abused our can-do attitude. We got into nursing because we love caring for people, and we've got to this point where we actually can't care for people safely. And that's scary. That's really scary, going to work each day not knowing what you're going to confront.
In Victoria, there were 13,755 new infections reported on Thursday and 15 lives lost. Hospitalisations with COVID have fallen by 32, with 1,057 patients and 117 in intensive care. The state has similar concerns about hospital capacity and an exhausted medical workforce, with a code brown still in place and elective surgeries cancelled. But Premier Daniel Andrews says he is hoping those services can be reinstated at the earliest opportunity.
Not only will we get these services back as fast as we can, just as we've done every time we've had to close down parts of the system based on advice, based on safety, there'll be a big effort to catch up, a really big effort to catch up.
626 new cases have been recorded for the Northern Territory. There are 95 people in hospital and 4 in the ICU. In the ACT, hospitalisations from COVID-19 have hit a record level, even as case numbers remain stable in the capital. There were 884 new infections reported and 73 patients in Canberra hospitals with COVID-19, the highest number since the pandemic began. There are promising signs for Tasmania, where the number of active infections continues to fall. The state reported 726 new COVID-19 infections, and while there are 12 COVID-positive patients in hospital, none of them are in intensive care. The teachers' union has expressed concern about the risk to teachers and other school staff as school returns, but Premier Peter Gutwin says as cases continue to plateau, the safety plan is ready to go.
Well, every child will receive a back-to-school pack, including 2 rats, a mask, COVID safety information. Schools and early learning centres will also receive an ongoing supply of rats and masks as well.
Queensland reported another 15 COVID-19 related deaths and 11,600 new cases. Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Gerard says hospitalisation numbers have been dropping the last few days.
Now, most of that fall has been on the Gold Coast, as expected. So the Gold Coast, again, it is very clearly peaked and is on its way down. We believe that the greater Brisbane area, the rest of southeast Queensland, is approaching its peak right now.
South Australia already believes their peak has passed. There have been 13 deaths and another 1,953 new COVID-19 infections, below the state's 7-day average, with 288 people in hospital and 27 in intensive care. Premier Stephen Marshall says it appears that the hospital system is coping well with the rate of hospitalisations. He says the state seems to be past the high point.
As I said, you will see fluctuations, but the good news is that that 7-day average is significantly reducing. I don't have the total number recovered, but I expect it to be a continuation of where we've been in recent days, with more people recovering than are becoming newly infected. Another sign that we're at or now past that peak in South Australia.
Concern remains, however, about South Australia's return to school plan. The government has already ruled out the use of air purifiers in classrooms. Teachers are now threatening strike action over the government's refusal to agree to surveillance testing for school staff. But Stephen Marshall says that is contrary to the government's medical advice.
Yes, I understand that some states are using the rapid antigen tests. I can't speak to the advice that they have received. What I know is that our Chief Public Health Officer, the Chief Medical Officer for Australia, and the AHPPC do not support rapid antigen tests for surveillance for teachers.
The vaccine rollout, including the importance of boosters, was on the agenda at Thursday's National Cabinet meeting. The states and territories have become concerned about low rates of booster uptake across the population, potentially because of the federal government's messaging over the past few months that Omicron is a more contagious but milder form of the virus. That has led to speculation that people have started to believe they don't need a third dose. But in New South Wales, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the research clearly shows otherwise.
Every report that is published, every study, shows the benefit of having that booster dose. Now, just because we're asking you to have a booster doesn't mean that the vaccines in any way don't work. But what we know is the Omicron variants changed a bit, and that third dose will actually increase your protection, and it is critical that we get the population boosted.
Part of the concern over the vaccine rollout is also that key age groups have fallen behind expectations in parts of Australia. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Douth says school-aged children need to continue to get vaccinated, especially high schoolers.
It is still under 70% double dose of our 12 to 15-year-olds. Really pleased to see our First Nations rates are higher than that, but 12 to 15 year olds out there, the numbers are still too low. These kids are going back to high school very soon, and what we don't need is them to be more at risk of contracting it and spreading it to others, and of course our hospitalisation.
At Santa Sabina College, the COVID safety messages have certainly been heard. And the excitement of a new school year, despite the ongoing presence of COVID in the community, is palpable. Sabina College principal Paulina Skirman.
We're kind of starting the same way that we finished, with many of the same restrictions, but thankfully we can do things this year. So, you know, we can have camps and we can do swimming carnivals. Just as long as we balance the risk against what we're doing, we can pretty much do school as normal. So that's very exciting.
For information on vaccines and COVID in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Deborah Gruick, SBS News.